time to find out what's in store for you this weekend. We're joined by Josh Cole, who's been looking for events at the shoe store. Josh, what's the story here?
Yeah, well, you know I wear Doc Martens.
Yeah.
They're expensive,
yes,
but they're sturdy and they're reliable.
You buy one pair every couple of years and you're good to go.
And that means I actually don't go to shoe stores very often. So I just thought I'll go to one to see what's happening. And there's a lot of shoe-related stuff happening in Sydney this weekend.
All right, I'm excited.
I shouldn't waste your time talking about the City to Surf, but I'm gonna because it's on. As you all may know, it's tomorrow. I say this because people sometimes forget, one, you still actually have to register if you want a bib and all the merch and to support what takes a lot of effort to organise. You've got to register. It's 87 for adults and 60 for kids. It's that 14-kilometre walk or run or sobbing crawl, depending on your fitness level. That goes from Hyde Park to Bondi Beach.
Oh, it would definitely be a sobbing crawl for me.
So, you know, there's a website, citytosurf.com.au. Go there to register and just take it easy. Run to your fitness level or walk to your fitness level.
Or sobbingly crawl to your fitness level.
And stay hydrated,
yeah,
especially if you're sobbing.
Especially.
Super important.
Yeah, no, it's and remember to everyone, there'll be a bunch of road closures around tomorrow,
yeah,
to keep all the runners safe.
And Jess will be here to tell you all about them.
I will indeed.
She is the traffic angel.
I will not be running the City to Surf. I will not be sobbing. I can think of nothing worse than having to do anything for 14 kilometres. That's a really long way. I'm clearly not the fitness fanatic that they market this particular event to. Good luck if you're out there doing it. I'd love to hear from you tomorrow morning. Send us some photos from the start line too at 2SER on Facebook, Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah, with your spiffy new running shoes.
Oh, spiffy new running shoes. I bought a pair of spiffy new sneakers a couple of weeks ago. Just crying at the end of financial year at work. Had a really stressful day on the 30th and thought, no. Went over. I work across from Warringah Mall in Brookvale, which is dangerous because it's a gorgeous shopping centre these days. Spent way too much money on a pair of sneakers that I'll only ever use to look athletic and will never be athletic in.
Oh, no.
But they're gorgeous, so it's all right. It's all right. What else have we got happening?
Well, at the Japan Foundation in Chippendale, they're doing a bunch of events, mainly tied into Tokyo fashion.
Wow.
And one thing in particular that I found interesting was the Tokyo Fruits exhibition.
Mm-hmm.
Tokyo Fruits was a mag that came out in 1997 in Tokyo, and it was basically some gonzo journos going out with cameras and finding the coolest looking people.
Okay.
So they helped launch some of the biggest fashion trends in Tokyo.
Is this kind of where the Harajuku girls,
yep,
came from?
Exactly.
Oh, wow, cool.
So you guys can't see it here at home, but we'll pop it up later. But the photo that they most use in the market is a picture of the performer Kiari Pamyu. Kiari Pamyu, Pamyu, as her name is. She is the type who would rock an elegant gothic dress with some chunky Converse.
Yes. Yes, that is exactly what she's kind of rocking in this photo.
Yeah.
Good on her.
Yeah. So if you want to see the work that built Japanese fashion and I think the popular image of the country now, go there. It's free.
I love a free event.
Yeah.
I do love a free event. I don't know how people walk in those platform shoes, though. It looks very, very difficult.
Slowly.
It's very, very slow.
Very slow.
You aren't doing the City to Surf in those Converse. No. That's not what you're running in. No. Okay. So we've got one last event.
Yeah. Now we're getting some boots.
Ooh.
These boots were made for walking.
Ooh.
Kinky Boots.
Yes.
The Cyndi Lauper penned musical is in its last weekend at the Capitol Theatre.
Is it already going?
Yeah.
Oh, it feels like it just got here.
Yep. Tomorrow's its last day.
No.
So there's three shows still to air, two today, I think, and one tomorrow. So if you want to catch them, you know, hit up the usual ticket provider or the website itself. If you don't know already, the plot is that a young man inherits a failing shoe factory and decides the way to keep it alive is in the form of kinky boots. That's the name.
Oh, my God. It's Cyndi Lauper did the most phenomenal job with the music in this show. I went and saw it. This is going to sound so head in the clouds. I went and saw it on Broadway in New York when I was there, 18 months ago, right? Amazing. So fantastic. I was devastated though because Wayne Brady, who used to do Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
He has been the lead in that show for ages and ages and ages. And I said to my boyfriend, because he wasn't so keen on going and seeing Kinky Boots, but Wayne Brady's in it. You love Wayne Brady. And he got really excited. And there was a massive blizzard a couple of days before, so it was pretty much the entire understudy cast. And no Wayne Brady. No, he was devastated. It was still amazing.
Yeah. Well, you know what the lesson is.
What's the lesson?
The main cast should have bought snowshoes.
That's it. That's it. Don't get around in those red thigh highs. Yeah. And no, the costuming's amazing as well.
Yeah.
It's a great show. I can't believe it's already leaving. But does that mean that now it'll rotate and we might get Book of Mormon in Sydney?
Man, maybe. Because I know that's a good time for it.
That's been in Melbourne
for
a little while. Come back up to. I'm hanging for Book of Mormon.
I don't know what the shoes will be like in that though.
No,
they're
going to
be pretty dull
wingtips,
I think.
No, I can't imagine they'd be anything like the Kinky Boots shoes. I'm the worst at walking in heels too. I don't know how the whole cast does it. It's crazy.
Yep.
Insane. Love it. Anyway, we'll have to leave it there. Josh, what's your pick of the bunch?
Tokyo Fruits.
Good one.
Mm.
I'm going to go Kinky Boots.
Okie doke.
I do love a good last minute theatre dash.
Get on it, Jess.
Head down. Oh, if only I didn't have to be in the studio at 6 o'clock tomorrow morning. I could have a late night out. I live on a different time zone on the weekends. I'll do it tomorrow. Josh, we'll have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us.
See ya.
One of our wonderful producers, Josh Cole, there are fantastic events for Advent Guide. We have Kinky Boots in its last weekend of shows this weekend here in Sydney, Tokyo Fruits at the Japanese Foundation in Chippendale, and the City to Surf. Good luck, anyone running. Good luck on Heartbreak Hill as well. I do not envy you one bit.